Now, I have on the line right now the New South Wales Police Commissioner, Andrew Scipione, at Merrylands Police Station. Commissioner, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ray.
I just said by way of intro, I was out with friends last night when word first came through via my mobile phone that there'd been an incident. I guess you were fearful as well when news came straight to you from your subordinates about this incident that maybe we were looking at terror.
Yes, Ray, that's always the first thing that hits you these days when you start thinking through the current environment right around the world. And yet again, we were tested last night. I've got to say, Ray, from the very, very first phone call that I received, it became really clear that those police out there are top-notch. You know, I'm here out at Merrylands, as you say, out of Holroyd Command right now, and I'm about to go and speak to the men and women here, but gee, I'm proud of them. I know the backstory on this, and that will become clearer as the day goes on.
Right.
But certainly, from my perspective, that was one of the things that went through my mind, and I'm certain that I wouldn't have been alone in that regard.
A local resident who knows me sent me a photograph when the incident basically occurred, with I think three police officers, guns drawn. Fearing the worst, but then those officers and their colleagues put themselves at risk by getting this bloke out of the car who had allegedly set himself on fire with gas bottles in the vehicle.
Yeah, well, there you go. That shows you the level of commitment of these people and these police officers. You know, it highlights the dangers that police face every day, and it also shows the state of readiness and, in fact, what it is they're prepared to do, the lengths they're prepared to go to keep people as safe as they can. I understand that this man was unconscious when they dragged him out.
Mm.
You know, they've actually put the fire out. So, you know, they've gone above and beyond, and yet here we are today and they're getting on with their job.
Had police there had any interaction with the bloke, given that he's got mental health issues previously?
Look, we're working through that. Yes, we have had some interactions, but, the depth of that clearly... That will become much clearer as the day goes on. And I talked to the region commander out there, Dennis Clifford, and certainly I'll speak to Matt Appleton, the commander out here, the local commander, and you can be sure that we'll get to the bottom of it. So at this stage, you know, the one thing that we do know is we're satisfied that there are no known links to any terrorism in this case. You know, the good thing is we have had to enhance our own security arrangements at police stations, and certainly our police out here maintaining that really high level of vigilance, and that served us well last night.
Okay, offer our congratulations to your officers and thank you for being available to us so early. Thanks, Commissioner.
Thank you.
New South Wales Police Commissioner Andrew Scipione right here on the Alan Jones program. It's 12 minutes away from 9.